Hello there, Mirella here from Mirella Fife Yoga. The theme of my blog today is 10 points to consider when attending your first yoga teacher training. I did not set out to be a yoga teacher. It happened by accident. Neither did I have the intention to take up yoga. It too was another happy mishap, the story to be told at a later date. I decided to take on the yoga teacher training because I was curious and wanted to know more about yoga, wanted to go deeper to explore and to expand my yoga practice at that time. Often, following our curiosity can lead us to our passion, which in turn becomes our destiny. But it depends on having the courage to follow that curiosity when that call comes. Sometimes what we least expect to show up in our lives just happens, and the remainder of our life is forever coloured by this unpredictable event or set of circumstances. When I attended my first yoga teacher training, it had a profound and fundamental impact that was to change my life in every way. If you are mulling over the possibility of attending a yoga teacher training, you may be interested to read some pointers that I remember from my first yoga teacher training. Point one, the first thing that occurred to me was that though we were all on a yoga teacher training, most who were there were hesitant about the idea of teaching yoga. We were rather more experimenting with going deeper in our yoga practice. Over the next few months, despite ourselves, we morphed and solidified into a trainee yoga teachers. And I believe most of us ended up teaching afterwards, though for some it was in part-time capacity. Point number two. I wondered would I stick it out. A year is a long time in a busy life, even though I'd paid a substantial amount of money for the training. I need not have worried. The discipline of practice, the fascinating exploration through lecture and discussion, the accompanying assignments and practicum kept us engaged as students, whilst building up layer upon layer of yoga understanding and wisdom. Point number three, I was concerned at the start that I would not be up to speed with the academic aspects of the teacher training, as it was some years before since I'd done any kind of study. However, this turned out to be not a problem at all. Being keenly interested, combined with the hands-on practical aspects of yoga teacher training, soon drew me in, and I was grateful to find out it was not a test of memory. I could not avoid learning. Point number four. I was equally unsure if I'd be up to the more physical aspect of spending one weekend a month doing yoga, that is, the asana part, especially as I had an ongoing lower back problem at that time. The first 2 weeks were challenging, but as my body became accustomed to the extra fitness required, I acclimatised pretty quickly, and an added bonus was, that year, my lower back pain, which dogged me for over 15 years, disappeared, never to return. Point number five. During the year of training, I used to look forward to my weekends away. They were truly islands of peace in a busy life. And as I got to know the others in the group, I made some great friends along the way. The impact of the study of yoga, combined with a mini retreat every time we met up, deepened our experience. Making food, eating, talking, laughing together, walking, all added layer upon layer to the overall education, learning and experience. Point number six. Yoga is a life choice, and once launched along the path, the yogi is then called out again and again to live an authentic life. You cannot avoid it. You get to look at yourself in the mirror, and from that reflection there is no escape. My own journey through that year of training was a rough and tumble wrestling match with some personal areas in my life. Others had similar experiences. It was tough going, only because I made it so through resistance. We had to learn to trust the process. When I turned to acknowledge and face aspects of my life that I'd long since ignored, the struggle disappeared, and from that point forward, things became easier. Leaving each weekend, I would be deeply tired, and yet accompanied by a lightness of spirit, so much so that sometimes I found it difficult to re-immerse in my daily life. So always made it sure I did not have too much on the Monday after a yoga weekend. Personally, it took me some 24 to 48 hours to be fully back in my householder life, and I think the rest of the cohort experienced something similar. Point number 8. Right from the get-go, we were teaching one-to-one or one-to-two, and if this aspect of yoga teacher training worries or frightens you, don't let it. It's a gentle process, and one can't help oneself except to learn. By the end of the training, we had gained enough confidence and fluency to be able to teach the whole class. Point number 9. We also got to experience other styles of teaching and other types of yoga, which gave us a good overview around what area of yoga we might be interested in. I subsequently went on to teach asana for a few years before becoming interested in breathwork, mindfulness, and other yoga areas such as yin, eye rest, and yoga nidra. Point number 10. At the end of the year, all 8 of us gained our yoga teacher training certification. Most of us continued to teach yoga. As for myself, it was the gateway to a whole other world, one that I continue to explore. That was the first yoga teacher training I did. I have subsequently attended many other deeper immersions, retreats, and teacher trainings. Little did I realize then that this first training was merely a portal, the first step on a journey that continues to this day. I do hope, if you are considering attending a yoga teacher training, that you have found these insights useful. Thank you for your listening, and see you on the mat.